welcome to episode 277 of Sprinkin' Zingy Combat.
No hammer.
This is the number one podcast in the universe.
To about five people.
And this week we're going
to... That number's growing if you think about it, because we talked about two earlier. They've doubled, because I can do math.
Plus one.
Yes, plus one, obviously.
Right.
Because you always bring your plus one.
Not always.
Oh.
Sometimes you just leave them at home.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to review The Meg this week. We're going to review our streaming movie of Extinction. We're going to talk a little bit about some nerd news, the pod question, and then skedaddle.
Yeah, I like the skedaddle part.
All right, so we're going to bring you our spoiler-free review of The Meg, so we won't talk about things that we don't see in the trailers, which actually there's a story and a reason behind
it.
I mean, it's...
It's
flimsy
enough,
is best.
It's enough duct tape to hold it together.
You know why you're here.
Yeah.
So just shut up. Jason Statham is fighting a giant ass shark that is a megalodon.
Yeah.
There you go.
A lot of jump scares.
For you.
For me. For me. Yeah.
A lot of hot Asian.
Yeah. I like how you said a lot of hot Asian single there. Oh, dear. I was actually surprised because I was worried as we were talking about it off mic a bit, but we know we're going into this movie. We're like, we know it's dumb. We
yes.
know to not to expect much for it. But there's still an expectation for a dumb movie just to carry its own weight and to be enjoyable. Essentially say, hey, you need to get me from point A to point B over this stupid, ridiculous premise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it actually does a decent job of it. Like, it's
yeah.
not the... It's not going to win any awards or anything, but it's fun. And during some... Like, summer, like, you just need some fun. And this was fun.
Yeah, this was a fun romp. There's nothing to write home... Like, Jaws is still a billion times better than this, but Jaws is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Where this is just like, here, you know what you're here for. We know what you're here for.
Yep.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just be there. And it's, I mean, it's
from
Jason
the Nike
Statham,
film school.
Jason Statham versus a shark. One man goes into cage. Woman goes into cage. Cage goes into water. Shark's in the water. The mega shark.
Mm-hmm. And it's a mega cage.
It is a mega cage. I wonder if that cage...
I really do wonder if that exists.
Exists.
Part of me was just thinking about when I was looking at it, like, normally the shark cage just has buoys and stuff like that, so
yeah.
that if it gets cut off, it doesn't just sink.
Right.
That one does not have buoys, and I'm like, I see a design flaw. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yes.
But I think I see a design
yes.
flaw.
Yeah. That I've always wanted to dive with sharks, but it scares the bejeebus
oh,
out
God,
of me,
yeah.
too.
But you'd feel better in that.
Yes. But again, it's one of those things where you're looking all around, the water's dark.
Yeah.
And you'd have to look down too, and I'm like, man, this is just too much.
It's so funny when you think about it as like humans, we're so used to like basically looking around, but we don't look up or down as much.
Right.
Because we don't have to because we have the ground. But if you're in water, suddenly you have to look down, you're like, oh shit. And if you're down underwater, you have to look down, up, and all around. And you're like, fuck this.
Yeah, it's a dumb movie, but it's fun. It's everything that we wanted from Skyscraper, but we didn't get.
Yep. So it was going really tall. We went really down.
Didn't get any real puns, though.
No, but I mean, you had one-liners. You didn't have puns, but you had
right.
one-liners.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't remember there being really any one-liners in Skyscraper. I can't say they're memorable one-liners, but there's one-liners to the point where you almost know when they put one-liners in movies, it's you're adding garnish of cheese onto something, and you're like, I probably added a bit too much, but you still you want cheese on that.
Just say when, and you're just like, that was the dumbest thing you could ever say.
Just like,
eventually I say when just to be nice to them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, that cheese guarding arm, that I know you're working out, but
yeah,
I know,
like,
it's going down.
That was, all right, so we both actually say go
yeah.
watch The Meg. It was fun.
Yeah.
We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But if you are hearing some sort of noise in the background, might sound like a car, that's because we are in a car recording. We're both too lazy to drive. Like, if I drove to his house, it'd be a half an hour to get to his house.
Yeah.
And then an hour to get to my house. If he drove to my house, it'd be a half an hour to get to my house and an hour to drive to his house. So we met halfway in the middle. And so it's a hot day in Phoenix. Shocker.
Uh-huh.
And, so we're... The quietest place we could find was my car with the AC on, so kind of bear with us on that.
Yep. Really, bear with us. I love that. You never heard that old thing about the bear with us thing?
No, I was trying to think of a shark pun to go with it.
Oh.
Just didn't have one.
No,
all right, so we're going to get to our spoiler, or Jesus, our streaming review, which was...
I think was... finished. Oh, God. Ah!
Oh, finished. Yeah, I get yeah. That's why I said fin at the end.
Wait, you didn't... all right.
So we're going to get to our spoiler-filled... God damn it. I just fucking did it again.
Yeah, I got distracted.
Our streaming review of Extinction, which was brought to you by me. It's a Netflix movie starring Michael Pena. Lizzie Kaplan.
I do. I really need to watch Masters of Sex.
I know.
Yeah.
No. It would be bad for my health.
It'll be good. I mean, you're watching Westworld, so you see a lot of naked people in there.
None of them compare to Lizzie Kaplan. Lizzie Kaplan's a
She looked
precious,
a little more...
Precious.
I love Lizzie Kaplan. She looked a little more, like, overly skinny. I was like... But I think they did that on purpose for the movie. Like, they made her look more...
Maybe.
Like, her eyes...
But, like, she, I mean, she's... She did get skinny because she was bigger in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And then she did get, I mean, really skinny, but she's the, so, Michael Pena's having dreams...
Of, like, the end of the world.
Of the end of the world, and everybody calls him crazy, which already really annoys me when they do these things in movies, because I know if I went to Sarah and I was like, hey, I'm seeing this, she's not going to be like, you're crazy. She's like, well, what's going on? Do we need to take you to see somebody? Not like, you're making this shit up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, like, for her, they did say, like, everyone's trying to offer him help, though.
Yeah.
He's not wanting to accept it. I think that's more of the problem, is that people are offering, he's like, nah. He even goes to a place, and then he's like,
So he's having visions of the end of the world. They're having a dinner party one day, and the end of the world happens, and everybody's like, is this what you saw? And he's like, not really quite like this. It's similar, but not to this extent. And so they're trying to survive. They eventually run into one of these beings. They're able to overpower it, defeat it, take its weapon, blah, 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 and take its helmet off, and there's a human head inside, and they're like, well, what the fuck is going on here? And the human's like, you don't know what's going on here? As it turns out, humans have fled Earth because of robot uprising, independence.
Like, basically revolution, like the same kind of thing, because they call them synthetics instead.
They kicked humans off of Earth, and Michael Pena and his family are all humans, or robots.
Robots, yeah.
And the way they didn't know this is there's this building that erases your mind and blah, blah, blah.
Essentially so that some of them could just kind of live normal-ish lives.
Yeah, without knowing why they're there.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming along until it kind of happened. I was like, oh, I like what you did here.
I kind of, I knew something about, like, they were not going to be aliens. Because one is they look too obviously aliens, like the weird floppy feet and everything like that, but they had still the same human structure thing. So I was like, maybe they're humans, or maybe they're cousins or something like that, but I didn't see them being robots. So,
Which I liked. Michael Pena has, he actually gets to have, like, charisma acting and not just being a sideshow, like he is in Ant-Man. I want to see him in other stuff, because I think I might really like him as an actor. In other things, I haven't seen him enough to say, but he did a really good job of driving this movie.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like a Netflix movie. It felt like it was almost fully completed and done.
It felt, I mean, to me, like, when I was watching it, because I actually watched it with Jackie, which is weird, because normally she wouldn't like these kind of things, because it'd be, like, semi, like, sci-fi or horror-esque things that would, like, scare-wise, but it kind of came off like, it's not bad. It's just... It's cheesy because there's some of the things that they really have to rely heavily on special effects, and you can tell they don't have the budget for
right.
that kind of things. But it at least had more of a fleshed out story than it does than most of the Netflix stuff, because most of the Netflix stuff usually fall off at the last half.
Right.
I wouldn't say this one like is like, you know, above and beyond most of the other ones, but it did a decent job, and I do want to see him more in more varied roles, because you always see him as a sideshow thing. You always see him, like, talking fast, being a comedian, being, like, always being on the up and up, and it was kind of... I mean, this is him being ultra dour and being really, really down, but it was still kind of... It was fun to see a different side of
him. My problem is, it had been 50 years since humans had left.
Yeah.
do the robots, like, do they not wonder why they don't age?
Yeah.
Do they go to the bathroom? Do they not go to the bathroom? If they don't go to the bathroom, these houses that have bathrooms in them, are they like, why is this like this?
I have
this?
No idea.
You know, and it's one of those things that you're like, you didn't give me that information because you don't want me to have that information, but it also solidifies the story a little bit. I like this. I give it a thumbs up. I would recommend it. It's one of Netflix's better showings, I think.
I gave it a thumbs down just because, like, it was... I feel like it's a good concept, but I don't know if it was maybe fully fleshed out. Like, again, it's not terrible. I'm not, like, saying I hated it. Just, right. I wouldn't go out of my way to recommend some movies yet. It is not The Outsider. It is better than The Outsider.
Much better than The Outsider.
And I think Michael Pena is a better actor, probably.
Wow. All right, so for this week's stream review, it's brought to you by you.
Yes, we're going to watch Hardcore Henry, which was the first-person shot, basically, action movie, which I don't know how this is going to be. Like, we were talking about this. No one's talked about the one or two people I know have talked about this movie, but no one's really talking about it. So that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. It's probably a bad thing. And most first-person
movies... This is going to be like a 15-minute-at-a-time watch.
Yeah, I'm going to try watching a bit of it today. We'll see how it goes.
Right.
Just because I'm like, I don't think I can mainline this movie.
No, I mean, who knows? Maybe we're just so used to it since we first-person everything now, but I don't think so. All right, so that's on Netflix. If you have anything else to watch on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SprickandZeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at TarzSkippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning, and make sure to hit that little follow button.
All right, so we're going to get to this week's nerd news. Speaking of Ruby Rose, who is in The Meg.
Really like Ruby Rose. Yeah. Speaking of her.
She's been cast as Batwoman in the CW Arrowverse type deal. So it's not going to be her own show.
But she'll be like a cameo.
No, she'll be in it. She's going to be a cast member. I wonder how they could afford her.
That's actually my first thought is like, well, she was in Orange and the New Black, wasn't she?
So she was.
Didn't she kind of like, she may be still in that whole thing where she has one foot in television, one foot in movies, and she's not like maybe uber successful in either, but she's able to sustain in both,
right?
Because usually you see people go like, well, you have The Rock now in TV shows on like Stars and stuff like that.
He's on Ballers, which HBO.
Oh, HBO, my bad.
Which is weird,
but it's like you're seeing more, it's becoming more common for movie people to go into,
like,
TV
I don't know
shows.
How they can afford The Rock though. I have no idea, because you imagine he has to command a pretty penny.
But it could be a passion project of him too, maybe.
I mean, it could be. He could be just one of those guys that's like, I just want to do this.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you're going to pay me, but you're not going to pay me Rock money.
Yeah. Rock money.
Just hand me some pebbles.
Oh my God. No. No. I really wish The Rock was... I really wish The Rock was around when The Flintstones was the thing, like the live action one.
Oh my God.
He would have been
God.
So amazing in it.
Oh my God. I don't know. John Candy was pretty great as Fred, though.
John Candy was good.
God, or not John Candy, that was John Goodman.
John Goodman. I was like, I miss John Candy
yeah,
though, because I was thinking about Cool Runnings again, because I always do. And Jeff, like, I love John Goodman because he is, dude. That guy has got some weird versatility.
He's really good. Well, especially with Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah,
or,
Cloverfield
Paradox.
Lane.
Yeah, like I didn't know that he could pull off that creepy.
Unhinged kind of.
Yeah, I was like, that was really good. All right, so
but Batwoman.
I mean, good.
I have
the Bat family's coming around.
I haven't watched Arrow in the past three seasons,
I have not watched, and I've not heard anybody talk about Black Lightning, so I don't even know if that's still on the air.
I don't know either.
But I've not watched Arrow. I've not watched Flash. Supergirl,
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, God, they have so fucking many.
They do.
Flash is fun. I think you'd get into Flash.
I mean, I hear Flash is fun, but, like, I ain't got time.
Ain't nobody got time.
I do not have time for all of this shit. And it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things I'd like to watch, but, I mean, we're watching one to maybe two episodes of Westworld a week, finally.
That's good.
We're finally getting into it. And I told you where we just...
It's really awesome
hit, and
that
I was
you
like,
haven't gotten it spoiled,
oh,
too.
I had no idea. And I was like, I was not expecting that at all.
I need to actually get to season 2.
But I don't know if I like Westworld or not.
Oh, okay.
it's interesting, but I don't know if I like the show or not, because I'm like, I have no fucking idea what is going on. And I don't know if that's the point, is just throw so much at you that you're like, you have no idea what's going on. You're going to be confused.
I would say, I want to talk to you again after you've seen the last episode,
right,
the first season, and see what you think. Because
right,
I don't think it, I wasn't completely lost, but there were definitely things that didn't make sense.
But you have, like, Valkyrie is now an outside, she's part of the board, but she seems like she's working
for... Oh, shit, that is Valkyrie.
Yeah, she's working for another company to try and steal the ideas from the company she's working
she's
for.
She's trying to be that one dude from, like, you know, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right. Yeah. But we are liking it. We'll finally eventually get around to it. Are you interested in signing up for CBS Now? Or CBS Go? Or CBS On Demand? Or CBS...
Oh, the Star, the one that has Star Trek on it?
Yep.
Why?
How are you?
I don't know.
What if I told you they were making another Star Trek
episode? I heard with...
Captain Jean-Luc Picard is back!
I saw that and I was like...
Fuck! I know, I'm like, oh, no. Nate, no.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because I heard about that, and they're like, there was so much weird shit going on with Star Trek. Like, they thought they were going to continue Discovery, then they also said they were going to do weird minisodes.
Are they not continuing Discovery, or are they?
I don't know. That's
because
the thing,
I'm so
confused.
They fired, like, the producers, didn't they?
I think
so. All three of them or whatever, yeah, like...
There was, like, some weird cleaning house, but they said they were going to continue Discovery, but they also said that they were going to do some weird side mini-episode things of, like, one-shot-off things, but fully produced ones. And then they showed the thing about, like, Jean-Luc Picard, and I'm like, what's going on here? I have no idea what they're doing on Star Trek. Just like with, what is it? With, what was it DCU we're kind of talking about? Like, we have no idea what they're doing with that stuff?
No, they don't know what they're doing.
That's kind of the same thing with Star Trek. Like, I love Star Trek. Really do. Arguably, I think I might like it more than Star Wars, but that's, like, my first thing. Like, I love them both.
Right.
And there's no reason you can't love both.
No,
I'm
no.
just, like, I'm so fucking excited for there to do more, but I worry about, is it going to be the same thing that's going on with Star Wars, where they do so much, and you're like, maybe it was good to have big breaks between it.
Well, I mean... Or the ability to actually see the shows.
Yeah. Actually on TV.
Yeah, because as interested... The trailer for Discovery made me want to watch that. I'm so interested in watching Discovery, but I'm not paying them extra money just for Discovery.
One show, yeah.
And I know, well, we got CSI and all these... No.
I don't care about
I don't care about anything. That one show is the only one I would watch. And... There are other shows, like, I know everybody hates Big Bang Theory for some reason. I don't. And I'm like, I'll watch that, that's fine, but I can see that on
TV.
Anything.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't understand. We've talked about it ad nauseum, and
yeah,
we'll talk about it again. Like,
but I am really excited about Jean-Luc Picard. Like, goddamn, like, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's weird. He was like, I didn't think I'd come back after Nemesis. I thought that was the end of it.
I really am curious.
Yeah, what a... Is he going to be captain again? Is he going to be admiral? Is he going to be maybe a teacher at the academy?
I have no fucking clue, and I'm really curious. Again, motherfuckers have my interest peaked.
Yep.
But I didn't pay for CBS last time, and I still watched Discovery, so...
Did you?
Yeah,
oh, well,
my friends.
Yeah, that's right.
I like Discovery. It's not perfect by any means, but I had a good time with Discovery. Ending was... For season one was weird, but...
I mean, they should, now that it's over, put it on Hulu.
Yeah, I really don't see why they're
that
so...
way you can be like, hey, if you don't want to wait to watch these episodes, if you really like this,
yeah, kind
then
of like
you can pay for it, as opposed to being like,
along.
Pay or don't see it.
Oh, man, awesome. Fuck, it makes me want to go watch more of, like, The Expanse.
I haven't seen that. I like
it's,
so much.
It's good,
and
but,
you
yeah.
And say, like, there's a billion things I need to see,
yeah.
So, like, let's just stop. What were we talking? We just talked about Star Trek, and there was something else
that
went
to do Batwoman.
Yeah, but there was something else that I was going to bring up that was... Well, that makes for great radio.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
I did start playing Bioshock again, by the way.
I saw you were playing Bioshock.
I finished one, finished two. Although, two had the damn fucking, like, game-breaking glitch where I forgot saving-wise. And I'm finally back to Infinite, and I forgot how much I loved Infinite.
Infinite's really fucking pretty.
Yeah.
And it's okay. The ending's really great.
Yeah, no,
and I mean, I told you this. I was like, eh, game's fine. And the ending, I was like, oh, that was great.
I really like it, but I totally get, you know, like, you have valid concerns for it. But I realized after that, like, after playing the first two games, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm playing this, and I'm like, I'm just taking my time walking through the world again, going, fuck, they spent a lot of time on this
game.
Yeah,
they did. I am playing Mafia 3 right now.
Oh, how is it?
I'm really invested in the story of it.
Oh.
Just because, you know, it's a black dude who comes back from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Who gets caught up with the mob in fictional New Orleans. And so it's right after Vietnam, so you still have some...
racist stuff going on.
Very racist things, yeah. And they are throwing around nickel. I said nickel, but not nickel.
Yeah.
All the time, and I'm like... And so my daughter comes in. She's like, Daddy, we play. I'm like, this is Daddy's game. You can't be in here for this game. Like,
oh, my God.
You can't. I mean, they're throwing around. And it's not just blacks.
Nickels and dimes.
Yeah, but it's not just blacks. I mean, it's Italians they throw it at, too. Like, they use racial terms towards yeah. Italians. Like, it's everybody. It doesn't matter. And I'm just like, oh, my God. You can't hear these words.
Because you don't want her going back to kindergarten and be like,
right.
Guess what I heard.
Yeah. So the game is fun. The story's really great. It does feel like another one of those, we're not Grand Theft Auto, but we're kind of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I'm currently right now way prefer this over Grand Theft Auto 5, which was the last one.
I still haven't played 4 or 5.
I have 4, it's PS3, but yeah. I have 4. I have 5, it's PS4. I can let you borrow those, but like,
yeah.
It's weird that Red Dead, I am fucking balls deep ready for that game. And when Grand Theft Auto is going to come out, and so I'm like, eh, whatever. I'll eventually play it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I never go out of my way to grab it. And I mean, almost grabbed, Best Buy has Far Cry for, or GameStop has Far Cry 5 for 30 or 35 right now.
I really want
to
play that.
And I'm like, I need to play this. But I know next month, I'm going to be playing Spider-Man.
Yep.
The month after that, I'm going to be playing Red Dead. I'm playing Mafia. I'm like, I don't want to get burnt down on open world games. So I'll wait till it's like $7 on the store, which is what Ubisoft always does.
Yep. They always wait and then they put it all on sale.
Because I still need to play Origins because I hear Origins is amazing.
Oh, Assassin's Creed. Yeah. Oh, I really want to play that.
I've heard it is amazing.
Yeah, I really fucking want to play that game. Yeah. I finally got to... So speaking of like retroactive, like people saying like things are amazing. So I went back to go play Bioshock 2, and the main reason I was really excited is I had Minerva's Den.
Right.
Which everyone talked about it, because it's right. The same guys who did Firewatch and stuff like that. That's what they were, like, that team made then. They were saying, like, that was a redeeming factor. It was good. I don't think it holds up as much over time, but I can definitely see after playing that, if you haven't played Firewatch, go play Firewatch.
You need to play Firewatch.
Firewatch is a lot of fun. It is, you can probably sit down and play it in about 2 hours.
That's what I hear. But
and
I heard the same thing about Gone Home. And I eventually just got stuck, and I was like, I don't want to look at a guide for this, because I don't want to see something I'm not supposed to see yet.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck, and I'm like, ah.
I looked up a few things, and you can look up pretty... For Firewatch, I didn't look up anything. Just played
through. Well, Firewatch is more of a walking simulator than Gone Home is. Like, it's a straight path, essentially, right?
No, you can... yes and no. There are parts where you can explore a bit. It's still, like, I would recommend playing because it's great storytelling, and I'm like, I can see where they go from Minerva's Den to that, and then, like, I'm really... I actually kind of thought about re-downloading and playing Firewatch again, because it was just... It was good. It was good, it was enjoyable, and, like, good story time.
I re-downloaded No Man's Sky, and I started playing that again.
Is it...
I mean, I haven't hit anything with the updates, but I was like, I kind of want to just do nothing.
Yeah.
And No Man's Sky is definitely the game to do nothing.
Just fly around and explore.
Fly around, explore, and do nothing. So I downloaded it. It's there, and I could pop it in and play like 10, 15-minute sessions and get some things done and,
okay.
You know, just go about and do something else. So it's fine for that. Like I said, I've been playing Mafia. IGN got in a little bit of trouble this week. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't see it.
There's a...
Was it on IGN?
It was. Well, they had to... I mean, there was a YouTuber named Boomstick Gaming who released a review of Dead Cells.
Okay, I heard about the game. I haven't played it.
Then IGN, a few days later, released their review of Dead Cells, and the IGN reviewer had plagiarized the YouTuber's review. And it wasn't just... Like, if I ask you to tell me about Last of Us,
mm-hmm.
and I ask, you know, Her Life Mate to tell me about Last of Us and Sarah to tell me about Last of Us. You guys are very going to be very similar.
Yeah. It's the exact same verbiage.
But it was, like, the exact same verbiage. So much so that IGN pulled the review, they fired the writer, and then a few days later released their apology video and talking about how they're doing a new review, and you know that's not who they stand for. Blah blah blah.
Damn,
it was a big deal.
No, it is. I mean, like, I get it, like, why people would be upset about that, but damn. Well, at least they.
But people are more upset at IGN.
Well, yeah, because it's easier.
The company.
Yeah.
As opposed to the dude who did it, and most people are like, IGN had nothing to do with this. Like, IGN just said, go do this.
And they did their due diligence of when it, like, they don't have to check everything for plagiarism across the internet.
Right, and again,
but when they were faced with it, they at least did something about it.
Exactly. There's plagiarism, which is going to happen accidentally, and there's plagiarism, which happens intentionally, and it seems like this was intentional.
That's for the nuts.
It is, and I don't know if, like, I don't know if dude just didn't like the game, didn't have time to play the game.
Yeah.
Or I know that there will be times where I will read reviews on movies, and then we'll see it later, and I'll spew out that review.
Yeah.
And not think, but not
because
intentionally.
Because it matches it up really well.
But not intentionally doing it as plagiarism. Just being, it just hit, it's in my brain, and that sort of word vomit goes together when I'm talking about something, and I'm not intentionally going, well, Deadline said this, so I'm saying what Deadline said. I read it, and I was like, that's a good thing, and it just sticks in my brain, and then when somebody refers to, you know, Forrest Gump, I just spew that out, not intentionally doing a disservice.
But
it seemed like his was more intentional.
If you poll, I'm like, my thought is it could have been something simple as, like, you know, didn't have deadlines and or had deadlines, couldn't meet them, and that's what he did. And I'm like, well, you live up to it when you're in a professional career.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that somebody lost their job over that, but, like, you can't do that either, especially in that sort of. If he was, I don't know, a recreational person.
Like he was a, whatchamacallit, freelancer?
Yeah, but just had his own website and he did it. Then it's like, okay, I guess, but for, I mean, it's not okay, but like.
How this, when you're getting paid for it, it's different.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, that was fun. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the streaming question. Or streaming question, Jesus. The pod question, dude.
It's a little hot in here.
I told you I'm hungry, and so now you can tell that
it's finally
hit me. This week's pod question was brought to us by TK. He wanted to know if you could add zero to the end of anything, what would you do? And he came back with an answer of houses. So you'd have 10 houses. Of course, I came back with, that's a lot of mortgage payments. He was like, well, I'll rent a bunch of them out so I have permanent income, blah, 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 blah. Which is a really good, smart financial plan. And I'm really depressed that he went that way. Like, I figured he would have gone with guns.
Oh, my God. Well, but he has more than 10 guns.
That would have given him 100 guns.
Okay, there you go. That's fair.
Because remember, they don't have to be the same thing. Bugs came back with an answer of hairs on his head. Unfortunately, he's bald. So he's like, what's zero to zero?
Oh, my God.
So that's kind of depressing. I'm selfish. I'm going to go with wives.
Okay.
So I'd have 10 wives. And if everybody had a job. So if everybody brought home, like, just $1,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
Which is no big deal at all. You can work anywhere and bring that home.
Oh, my God.
That's $10,000 a month we're making. I could pay off the house, and I could have my harem. One of them would be an Asian housewife, so she would not be bringing home money, so it would be $9,000.
Oh, my God.
What about you, buddy?
Man, mine's boring. Shit. Because I looked at all that stuff, I was like, I thought about bank account, but I'm like, bank account's not big enough.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I thought about, like, you mentioned the wives thing, I laughed for a while, I was like, no. I thought about the houses thing, and again, I was like, no. Because I thought, like, well, is it mortgage payment? I don't know. I went with my 401k. I'd like a zero in front of that.
Because I
started so fucking late on stuff that I'm like, that might actually give me a little bit of a boost.
No, but, I mean, that's respectable. And,
yeah.
And it would be the adult thing to do.
I also thought about computers and shit, but I'm like, I literally thought about it. I don't have anything impressive enough that I'd want 10 of. I don't want 10 of my cars. Fuck that shit.
You're getting 10X.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, great. I'm so excited about it. But yeah, so that's the responsible adult thing I'm going to do.
I mean, that works.
Yeah.
So for this week's pod question, we might have asked this. We're 800 years into the show.
Probably,
now, so.
Yeah. So we'll come back to it again.
But my question is, if you could enter any sort of Westworld area, what sort of world would it be? So obviously it doesn't have to be Western.
If you can have that kind of theme, like there's, I know, and yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right, so send your... Well, I gotta go sometime.
No.
Send your answers to bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprigga the Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taru Skiffy.
I'm at Crane Killis. Make sure, again, as always, to like us, love us, and share us. We are on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, and we're on Stitcher. I'm gonna see, if you're listening to this, maybe the picture is showing up. If so, take a look at it and there's chuckle. If it's the same thing ever, then I'm sorry, it didn't work.
There's a picture. If there's not, I will post the picture to our page. It's so dumb. But it's so great.
So dumb.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of The Meg, you've been listening to episode 277, even though I'll say it later, it's the wrong number. Frank and Say Geek. So, Frank and Say Geek, I'm back.
No, I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of The Meg. Jason Statham versus a shark.
With Asians.
I mean, that's that's all you need to know. So it turns out there's an oceanic research station called Omega One.
It wasn't Omega One.
Oop. It was something one.
Mono One.
There we go. And they're researching stuff in the sea. They have a hypothesis that Mariana's Trench actually goes deeper than they have projected. So they're going to send a sub, which I didn't think a sub could reach the bottom of Mariana's Trench.
I think that's the first of many things probably you should just probably know going into this movie.
And a man sub, nonetheless.
Yes. Well, of course. A woman sub.
Sorry, right. So they send a sub down, and they realize that there's just a cloud layer, basically.
Like, essentially what looks like the ground isn't the ground. So right. It's almost like an Indiana Jones kind
but
of feel.
But that's not how sonar works.
It's fine. let it go, man.
They puncture through this cloud and find a whole new ecosphere underneath it.
Basically created by, like, volcanic vents and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you have temperature differentiations, da 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 da. While they're down there, they're marveling, and all of a sudden they get attacked by something.
Yep.
And a sub goes down. There's only one man in the world who can drill that deep, so they have to... Wait, that was Armageddon. Sorry.
Penetration. Yeah. Insertion. I'm sorry. He's the hero we deserve.
So they go get Jason Statham to do an underwater rescue. Turns out it's his ex-wife. That's why he's doing the underwater rescue.
I was like, huh, it's really diving into the abyss there.
Right. He knows instantly that it's a megalodon that's down there.
Well, obviously.
They're like, it's a huge shark. It's a megalodon.
It's funny because...
He didn't even see the shark.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the best part, though, is actually in the trailers, he's like, it's a megalodon. And this one, it's like literally
when
someone saying...
When it swims over, so you think like he's seeing it.
Yeah, and this one, it's more of just like, hey, how's it going? You having a good day? It's a megalodon. It's all right. Let's keep going. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You just like...
It's a 70-foot shark. It's a megalodon. Okay.
Are you trusting Drunky McDrunkerson there?
So he's able to rescue the downed sub, brings two of the survivors out. One of the survivors from Heroes sacrifices himself. And on their ascent, they rupture a wormhole in between the two.
So the thing behind it, their logic is that it's basically like a black and tan, but upside down.
Okay,
The black is all the hot stuff and all like that, and the tan is all the cold, ice cold water. And they're like, well, it can't go beyond it because it'll die. So when they explode the other sub because hero becomes a hero, and creates a giant plume up and around like that, and essentially creates a little tunnel of heat so the sharks can get through there.
Yeah.
Also sequel, because, they say sharks.
Hopefully. Well,
there was no after credit scene.
There were
spoilers.
Two megalodons, though.
Yeah. So there's obviously three.
Probably. Because one was a baby.
Yeah, and then this was like the mama or the papa, and then the other one's going to be the mama or the papa. Yeah.
And so the Meg decides it's going to have revenge after this oceanic station.
It actually gave a whole memoir of, like, what it was pissed about.
And then, of course, you have a plethora of, like, this is... Okay.
You're like,
we're letting it happen.
Cool. Yeah, that's fine.
A ton of jump scares.
Yeah. Quite a few. Just, I just love how often, Like, for example, in the trailer you see it, but, like, the shark goes up to the dome with little girl, mm. and it just stops and sits there. I'm like, that's not how sharks work.
Haven't you seen Deep Blue Sea?
No. Which oh,
used,
my God.
Which
I was just
the same underwater logo
I
for
was
WB.
Just looking at it the other day, because they were talking about it, I was like, back in Deep Blue Sea, and I was like, I have never seen Deep
really?
Blue Sea. Never seen it. But I was just watching the honest trailers about it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's, I mean, it's pretty bad, too.
Yeah. And it's got the Punisher.
It does have the Punisher, but it has
and
Samuel
Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah, but like...
And LL Cool J. My head is like a shark fin.
So...
Yeah. Jump
scares.
The movie's
bad.
Oh, yeah, but...
But unlike Skyscraper, it's good bad.
I think it actually...
It's stupid bad.
It knew what
and,
it was going to
yep,
do.
Yep.
And it actually embraced it versus Skyscraper, we felt like...
Should be action-y bad.
It was kind of hopping around
it
the actual
been,
action.
I mean... San Andreas was bad.
Yeah, but...
But enjoyable bad.
Yeah.
Skyscraper was not enjoyable.
No.
This was enjoyable bad of, like, it's just stupid fun and them fighting a shark.
Well, because literally
and
what it does...
And things that shouldn't happen continue to happen.
Because literally what it is it's trying to do, like, some serious movie parts behind it, and then all of a sudden it chums the water, pun intended, with a bunch of stupid puns or stupid shit that you're like, that shouldn't work. But who gives a fuck at this point?
Right.
It's like, okay, well, Jason Statham saying, oh, it's a megalodon. It's like, that's not how subs work. That's not how sharks... No! But it doesn't
yeah.
give you enough time to
There's
really think about
There's a 70-foot shark. Well, it has to be this thing that's been extinct for millions of years.
That's what also chomped on the, you know, the chomped on the sub. Wait, did the sub go through that little sub-basin thing? How did that big shark... Don't logic it.
Well, it was at 10,000.
Oh, okay.
So it was below...
But still, it'd be too cold for it, right? Again, the best thing about this movie is that it does all this shit, but it doesn't give you long enough to worry about any of it.
Right.
It basically just moves on to the
it
next
gives
thing.
Gives you ungodly hot Asian to look at.
Yeah, bing bing, man.
It gives you a sexy dude to look at.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you even have that one point where he's like, she's like, hey, hey.
Yeah, where she sexually assaults Jason Statham, and nobody will call anything
harasses,
on it because...
Harasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, harass. Sorry,
she
didn't
touch him.
Right, right, by the way...
We're in a car.
We would have talked about that
earlier.
But yeah. If you see one Jason Statham shark movie this summer, make it this one. You know, because...
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, no, I agree with you. If you're going to see one Jason Statham
right,
shark
right.
movie...
Like, it wasn't good or anything. And no, I said hey. No. No, I take the hay back.
Okay. Yeah. Hey is for horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parkour.
I love that. It was so good. But yeah, like, I would agree with you, like, same idea that it was fun. It was
mm-hmm.
dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be forgotten, maybe, but it
yeah,
was just fun.
It's, I mean, Shallows, 47 meters down, Deep Blue Sea, Meg, like...
What is it? Open water, stuff like that.
Open water. These movies get forgotten because they aren't Jaws.
Yeah.
But they're not trying to be Jaws.
They're just trying to literally...
They're just trying to be a shark movie.
They're trying to take a bite out of that stuff at that time. I'm done, I promise.
All right, old chum.
Oh, that was ew. Also, I loved when the dudes, and the big dude gets in the water, because everyone keeps getting knocked in the water and then pulled out.
Yeah.
Knocked in the water and get pulled out. I'm like, no, one of these times you're not getting pulled out.
Well, he just stays in the water like, all right, man. I mean, I guess I kind of would too, but I don't know. If
I don't know. If there's a big freaking shark that we just killed,
and
I would want
to just
go to
use
there.
A bunch of chum.
Yeah.
The other sharks would be coming back, I would feel.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm getting out of this water.
How'd you feel about the climax where the sharks are the heroes and they go and eat it up at the end? Not really the heroes, but I was just like... I don't know if that's how that works right away, but okay.
I mean, the bully takes down the bully, because the Meg's going to be eating all these things.
Yeah.
So...
I did like how the one, like, you know, whale's all like, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Oh.
It's like, where's his mom? Oh, don't worry, it's going to join it.
Yeah, don't worry, it'll be here. Yeah, it's...
The little girl actually was probably one of my favorites in the movie. She was freaking adorable, but she was actually really well-spoken for a little kid.
I mean, she was adorable, but she acted like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, just you can get one way. One
yeah.
I recommend this movie. It's dumb fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we went, how about, like, it met up to our expectations. Just
yes.
happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
I had
exactly
fun.
What I thought it would do.
I knew... I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm pretty cooled off. This is good. And I had plenty of jump scares. You saw me, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
No, and the best thing is you know they're coming. You're like,
yes.
And it doesn't happen. You're like, Here you get more, man. Like, just would you do it already?
Yeah,
like,
just
damn it.
Pull off the band-aid, god damn it. So, yes.
Hey, all right, so we both say go see The Meg, but remember, it is a bad movie. So
yes.
Keep that in mind. We're not recommending a good movie here. We're just recommending some fun.
Some dumb summer fun.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly what you need.
Go back in the water.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've led us in episode 276 of Sprague and Say Geek. So, Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Pat.
I'm Hammer.
Where's your geek?
Have a great week.
I said 76. I thought it was 76. 77? 77.